Good morning. How's everyone? Sounds like you got a response from the congregation. That's wonderful. That's more than I get sometimes. Isn't that great? Good morning to you all. That was a little law, by the way, for the congregation. They'll get the gospel later. But for you, this looks familiar, doesn't it? What is this? I'll hold it up high so grandpas and grandmas and moms and dads and aunts and uncles can see it. Yeah, this is what?
Lamb.
It's a lamb. Yeah, it's a sheep. But there's something missing. Because in today's lesson, we hear that Jesus is going to separate all people. And the little lambs, his sheep, he's going to put on his right side. But what's he going to put on his left side?
The goats.
The goats. I don't have a goat. I don't have a goat on purpose. Because when you and I and mom and dad and grandpa and grandmas get to heaven, there will be no goats in heaven. There's going to only be sheep in heaven. How do you and I become sheep? That's the question. How do you and I become sheep? What's first? We believe in God. You're right, Owen. But for us to believe in God, what has to happen first? Baptism. Very good. We have to be baptized. For there in the waters of holy baptism is where God writes his name upon our hearts. And we become his little sheep. Jesus tells us in John chapter 10 that he is the good shepherd. And when he calls out to his sheep, they hear his voice, and he knows them, and they also know the voice of their good shepherd. But you know, there are many people who they think and they say that they are Christians, but when Jesus calls, are they listening? What do you think? Sometimes they don't listen. And the people who don't listen, they may think that they're a sheep, but on the great last day, they will find out that they're a goat. And that's very sad, isn't it? The people who are going to be here to the left side will be those people who thought that they could get to heaven all by themselves. But you and I and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma, all of us who are his little lambs, how do we get to heaven? Samara, by believing in Christ as our Savior. We believe that Jesus has shed his blood for us. And that it's his work who has saved us. And it's his work on the cross that has saved you and made you a little lamb. So my dear little lambs of Jesus, let's fold our hands and close our eyes. And let's pray to our good shepherd. We pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for calling our name. And in you calling our names, O Lord, we heard your voice. And since we know that it is the voice of our good shepherd, we follow you. We pray, O Lord, that you'll have mercy upon the goats who hear your voice, but they aren't listening. Rather, they are listening to their own voice. And we pray, O Lord, that you'll have mercy upon them and that you'll send the Holy Spirit to break their hearts so that they will repent and that in their conviction, they will confess all their sins. Lord, we pray that you be with us this day, and that you will keep us safe, and that you'll bless us each day, especially in school, as we, O Lord, always remember that we are always your little lamb. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our good shepherd. And in Jesus' name we pray. And all his little lamb said,
Amen.
You got to say it louder than that. Wait a minute, Talon, not loud enough. You got to say it louder than that. You got to wake him up. And all his little lamb said, so be it. Very good.